Your worship, Mayor Vern Limburner of the town of Valley View. Thank you very much for taking the time to join us today. First of all, just get your comments, a little bit of an icebreaker on the voter turnout that happened October the 18th in Valley View.
The voter turnout was actually pretty good. Like, we had about 38% of the eligible voters out, which was pretty decent considering there was only one position to vote for, and that being the mayor, as well as the other questions the government wanted to, provincial government wanted to ask, et cetera. So I'm pretty happy with the confidence and the people to allow me the opportunity to lead through the next 4 years.
The new council is now in place, Your Worship, and now I guess it's down to business. For the new council, what are the priorities that are on the table to be done over the next little while?
Well, our new council this year is, we have two new councillors and four incumbents. So we actually got a good mixture of experience along with the newbies, so to speak. We're happy to add a couple of younger councillors so we get a better outlook from the younger generation, as well as one male and one female. So we add some different perspectives and different insight to how our community can move forward into the future. Some of our priorities would include was we had an infrastructure assessment done last year, and it's done on the whole town, like everything that's in the ground, everything that has to do with our community, and we have a plan in place now to upgrade our aging infrastructure. We're pretty much the same as most people in the Peace Country. Most of our infrastructure in the ground is about 50 to 70 years old, and it was built with outdated technology. And we looked up to grade it to more durable and efficient upgrades.
Your Worship, how important is it that the networking between the new council and other jurisdictions, not only in the Peace region, but in the province of Alberta, how important is that to have on the table?
It's very important. We have a great partnership with our neighboring municipalities, namely Sturgeon and Lake Cree Nation and the MD of Greenview. We've done some projects together that's been for the benefit of the whole region. And I think our outlook now is anything we can do that make our region better for all of us, because we rely on each other so much. Like, we are the MD's town. We are the Sturgeon Lake Cree Nation's town. So anything we can do to make it better for all of us is beneficial for the whole region.
Despite the fact that new council is now in place, is that progress still moving forward?
Well, you know, with it's not only our council that changed. Like, the MD of Greenview had several council changes, I believe about five.
Mm-hmm.
And so we'll be looking to sit down with them in the next couple of weeks to sit down and discuss how we move forward and what we've progressed in the past and how we would like to move forward in the future. We've always made the attempt to have the same relationship with Sturgeon Lake Cree Nation, and at the present time it's a little more difficult given the Truth and Reconciliation and the fact that they did have a residential school out on there. So at the present time, we look forward to ways to help them move forward in healing with the residential school system and the injustices bestowed upon them through the school system. So it's a very difficult time for them, and we hope to be there for them and assist them in any way possible.
Is everybody looking forward to the next 4 years on council?
I think we there's some excitement, yeah. There's some people that are some new, fresh outlooks. And, you know, we have done well in our community. Like, over the past 7 years, we've reduced our debt to pretty well nil. And at the same time, we've assisted with the building of the Greenview Regional Multiplex, our $35 million multiplex that's it's a shining beacon to bring people to our community as well as keep people in our community. We built a helipad in conjunction with STARS and the MD of Greenview and Sturgeon Lake Cree Nation, and that's been definitely a plus for us. We do have a few things on the horizon that are going to need some taking care of, like our airport has an engineering assessment done on it. Our emergency services building needs some upgrades. Even our water storage, we had a low water conservation this year, something we haven't had in like probably 30 years. So we're looking at something there just in case again for the future. Doing downtown upgrades, trying to make businesses happy, the downtown more appealing for people to shop there, as well as economic development. So there's a lot of things going on and a lot of, people excited about getting involved. And it's always great when you get new people, their excitement moves over to the rest of us, and we get excited with them as well. And I look forward to the next 4 years and as we try to move our community forward into the future.
I think that will work just fine. Your worship, Mayor Vern Linburner of the town of Valley View. I appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
And thank you for the opportunity to have a chat with you.